And speaking of image problems, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman is considered one of the most violent heads of any drug cartel in Mexico. Guzman's currently behind bars again in a Mexican prison. But today, a judge in Mexico ruled that El Chapo can be extradited to the U.S. to face trafficking charges. Alejandro Hope is security and justice editor at eldailypost.com in Mexico City. And I asked him whether Mexicans think this latest news about El Chapo is good or bad.
Well, it's certainly good news. It will be better news when extradition actually happens. And that's still not in the immediate future. What a federal judge did was offer a non-binding ruling that El Chapo can be legally extradited to the U.S. But that means that now the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has to meet a number of requirements before that actually happens, and Chapo's defense team still has a number of legal instruments at their disposal to block this.
This ruling from the judge comes the day after El Chapo was moved to a prison that's closer to the U.S. border, a high-security prison in the northern city of Ciudad Juarez. Why was that move taken?
Well, no one knows for sure. There's the possibility that the authorities had planned this type of transfers for El Chapo all along, so as to destabilize any potential attempts at escape, so as to make it harder for him to rebuild the conditions that allowed him to escape from prison a year ago. Another similar possibility is that the authorities are really paranoid. They got really scared. There was an electrical malfunction at the Altiplano prison a couple days ago, and they thought that might be a signal that something might be going on, and they decided to transfer him. And finally, they might have, and this is not very likely, but it's certainly not impossible, they might have discovered actual escape plans from El Chapo, and they decided to preempt that risk by transferring him to a different prison.
Well, we have seen successful escapes by El Chapo in the past. He also seems to have friends in all sorts of places. How likely, in your judgment, is it that he will be eventually extradited to the U.S.?
It all depends on the time frame. Right now, it is a race between extradition and escape. If he's given enough time in a Mexican prison, he will certainly attempt to break from jail again. So the whole question hinges on how fast can extradition happen. My guess is probably not for another year at the earliest.
Yeah. So is that fast enough?
We'll see. Yeah, that's something that is very hard to predict.
Alejandro Hope, security and justice editor at eldailypost.com in Mexico City. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.